This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
You're not going to go to the offensive line store.
Well, that store seems to be closed.
Well, where was the offensive line store? I thought it was up by Six Corners. What's the Halloween place up by Six Corners? That place is freaking...
Fantasy Headquarters.
Oh, dude, let's go. That place is legendary.
I worked there for a season.
No, did you?
Yeah.
What was the bestseller that season?
Ooh, it's always nurse outfit.
Checks out.
I was thinking maybe at the time that you were there, the Scream mask might have been.
Yeah. The timeline works out for that. Yeah, it was so long ago. It's just so busy. That's why they'll literally hire anyone
Dude.
Like myself to help sell stuff. Stuff's flying off the shelves from everywhere.
Is it still open 24 hours during the Halloween season? It was for a while.
Yeah,
there.
I think so. I mean, it's still open period. So I would think that they would still be open 24 hours or not.
I mean, that place is just awesome. But I thought that's where the offense. Offensive line store was, but I could be wrong. How many nurses' outfits did you buy, by the way, Tanny? How many did you pick up for the whole family?
I mean, could you ever have enough?
I don't think so.
No,
you got one of my size? Nah, I'm not interested.
You sure?
No.
Kind of seems like you might be. And that's okay.
There's no kink shaming on this show.
There's no kink shaming on this show.
We don't
do established that.
Although yesterday, I thought Tanny got close with the adult Disney stuff. He was kind of shaming the adult Disney people.
But that's not kink.
I made
that's
it clear
yucking
that I wasn't.
Yum.
Yeah, that's right. That's yum yucking.
Yeah.
He'll yucky yum every once in a while, but he won't shame a kink.
He was having quite a bit of fun as an adult at Disney.
That's true. So. But he had the kid, which is the natural crutch. And also, of course, the love, you know, somebody
and,
loves a lot.
And, you know, a combination of the two people that love each other. That
Yeah, there's that, for sure. But also a crutch at Disney.
Wow. You are something. All right, so the offensive line store might be closed. Mm-hmm. I think the Bears have got a good deal on the offensive lineman that they went and got from the offensive line store. But what about the running back store and the running back room? Well, Bigsy was on this morning, and he talked about how he thinks that the Bears shouldn't be quite done with that position.
I think they're going to need to add a running back at some point, quite possibly before training camp, but I don't think there's any need at all to sort of rush into it, because you've got a situation where there's a handful of options down at the running back store right now that you could choose through. And you know what? There's going to be more product on the shelves as we go. There were 25 running backs drafted this year. And that means that some of those guys are going to take jobs from players currently in the league, veterans. That means that you're going to have more running backs become available. That means even in late August, when teams are working their way down to the 53-man roster, you're probably going to have some running backs with experience come loose. So I don't see any need to rush into it. I think the first order of business for Ben Johnson, for Declan Doyle, for everyone involved with the running back room, Eric Bieniemy, for Ryan Poles, is get a handle on the players that you currently have in the building. Get a feel for Roschon Johnson. Like, he's a new player for these coaches. Get a feel for Kyle Manungai, and have an understanding of exactly what you have before you consider what outside option might be good in the mix, might be good for competition.
Makes all the sense in the world to me.
Let me talk to you about a couple of guys who are in the running back store that Big Z could be talking about. And I agree with him. I don't think that you should just roll with, hey, we have DeAndre Swift and we've got the seventh round pick. And there's still questions about the running backs that were still left on the roster.
Down at the running back store.
Where is it? Do we know? Because offensive line store up by six corners, you know that makes sense.
It's behind the hill that Peyton used to run.
That's
where the running back store is.
That was a really smart bit of marketing and planning by the folks who opened the running back store.
Yeah, that's where it is.
There's no vineyard out there where they're growing left tackles.
No. They gave up on the vineyard, Jerry.
They just got a store.
Although I do love the idea of tackles just growing on vines. You know?
Those are going to be some sturdy trees.
Oh, man.
The tackles are growing on them.
And you're like, you're working the vines, going down the rows, watering the vines. You got to feed them, too.
Ideally, yeah.
Depends
what
you want.
Two of the guys that are at the store.
Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins.
Interesting. Gets hurt a lot.
He does.
He was really good for Harbaugh and the Chargers for a while last year.
How old do you think J.K. Dobbins is?
Oh, God. The way that running backs get pushed through and churned through, I'm going to say 27.
Very close. Alex, you got a guess?
That actually was my guess, 27.
Tanny?
$1.
J.K. Dobbins is 26.
He's 26! That's what I'm saying. These guys,
Tanny,
man.
Tanny, you win.
Wait a minute.
We play by Price is Right rules here, and
he
won.
Sucks. I hate that strategy.
And the other one.
You know what I always liked, by the way, when somebody bet $1 and there was another person left and that
$2.
Person. $2.
Damn right. You're not the only one who thought of this. $2. Take that.
Your $1 looks pretty stupid now, doesn't it?
Now you only win if it's $1, and it's not.
Or $1.50 or $1.75.
It's not going to be. Nick Chubb is the other running back that's at the store.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's interesting because there's obviously some explosiveness there with Nick Chubb when he's healthy. But who knows? It's fascinating because there's other names on there that's crazy. To your point, I wonder how old some of these guys are, because Dobbins only being 26 is amazing.
Nick Chubb is 29.
Ancient. As far as running backs go,
there's a lot of miles on there.
Trey Sermon, like, just got drafted. He was Travion Henderson 3 years ago, wasn't he? Trey Sermon, you know, an Ohio State guy, had a great college football playoff. He had 200 plus in a playoff game.
This is why you can never have enough. You never have enough running backs, and you can find them a lot. I guess another question is, what do they think of Roschon Johnson?
Well, and that's what Big Z was talking about. And it goes back to what you and I were saying the other day about how you use your rookie running back, your rookie minicamp time and your offseason time. See what you got. How about Ian Wheeler, who was a darling of Hard Knocks last year and has some legit speed? Is he healthy? Is he ready to for you to take a look at? Like, take a look at whatever you have, because the position is such that you can find guys, and maybe you like Roschon, maybe you like Ian Wheeler, and then things will change. You might as well look at what you have in the offseason, and things will change by the time July and early August gets around.
Tanny, do you mean to tell me that while having a conversation today about the Bears that Big Z and Mr. David perhaps had a disagreement?
Good stuff, Brad.
Yeah. Hey, Big Z, the schedule release is Wednesday, so we're going to be making picks and talking.
Get ready for that.
Yeah.
And good luck with...
That's going to be interesting. Have you guys solved this Ryan Presley issue yet?
No, still it's an ongoing.
We're working on
it's an ongoing thing. Yeah. Have you solved the Caps being down 1-0 in that series yet?
Oh
no, but I think they'll bounce back at home.
Yeah, tonight. Oh sure, sure they will.
Presley can't.
That's happening all the time in the NHL back. Playoffs.
Presley, what did you say, Presley?
He can't. He's not missing any bats, guys. Like it's.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. That's what Craig Council said.
Oh, he's not scoring any goals.
He is draining his knee though, buddy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take that into account.
Presley?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So they got a guy that with a bum knee. All right.
Yeah. All right. Great talking to you, Brad.
You're the best, buddy.
Good luck solving that one.
See you later.
That's our guy.
He's got thoughts on pitching.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Biggsy knows baseball really well. It was great to hear him filling in a couple weeks ago.
And I don't want to bring up a topic that's going to make Mr. David upset, but his guy, Colson Montgomery.
Not good.
So he's allowed to go after both Cubs and Sox?
Does he keep it fair.
Does he have an affiliation? I mean, today we learned that the Pope is a Cubs fan.
My guess would be he's a Nationals fan.
Maybe. Or maybe an Orioles fan?
Maybe an Orioles fan because he's old enough where the Nationals weren't there. Maybe Baltimore was the team that he gravitated towards.
He's been here long enough. You have to declare.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you do. You do. I tried to do that for a long time, Lawrence. I tried to say, well, you know, I'm born and bred a Red Sox fan, but I've been here since 92, and I'm blessed with objectivity.
Well, here's the thing. You have declared.
I was forced to declare.
It's the Red Sox.
No, but in terms of this town, I had to declare as
right.
well.
And when you're in other towns, it's the Red Sox.
Well, yeah, but I don't really follow the Red Sox like I
you
follow the Cubs.
You made a Red Sox bet this year.
I did.
Sir.
I did, but that's because my buddy asked me. But here's the thing. In terms of Cubs Sox, I had to declare. You know who made me declare. It's my meatball Cub fan wife. As we were dating, I had no shot. She would not have continued the...
If you would have said White Sox, it was over?
I think that's true.
Really?
I can ask her definitively, but she forced me to declare, and I declared.
But maybe she just wanted an answer. Maybe it wasn't... Like I think she would still love you if you were a White Sox fan, but I think she just wanted you to... She just wanted to know.
You know what she did to Ruben's jacket, right? You remember that?
What is she, Chris Sale? What did she do to Ruben's jacket?
She sent it out of the house. He got a White Sox jacket that was a giveaway that he liked very much. And she said, you take that to your mom's house. And get that out of here.
Another wow. Pope nugget. You know, Ray's always sending me articles from the New York Post. So we talk about this all the time. Yeah. But apparently, Tony Sirico, who played Paulie Walnuts,
yeah!
rest in peace, his brother... was one of the priests who voted on this, on the Pope.
At the conclave?
Yes.
Tony Sirico's brother was at the conclave?
Father Robert Sirico.
That's amazing.
See, everyone's got a...
Like a commander. I like that.
Everyone's got a connection.
Everybody's connected. We still... We need somebody. We need a friend of the score who's a friend of the Pope. There's got to be a cross-section here.
I honestly don't think that we're far off from that.
It's got to be. It has to be possible. There's got to be.
Wouldn't the funny part be that like North knows the Pope?
Bada bing!
That's about the right age, right?
Uh huh.
Grew up in Chicago.
Yeah, that's good.
Bookie priest? I mean,
the bookie priest, he got confirmed with the Pope, if memory serves.
See,
it St.
All,
Mary's.
It all works out.
We'll see Pappy tomorrow. See Pappy tomorrow over at
the
conference.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Over at the Barrett's.
At the Barrett's thing. Yeah, both Pappy and Danny Parkins are going to be there tomorrow.
Getting awards.
And then Danny Parkins will be in the studio with us tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, that's going to be a thing. Oh, by the way, we want you to keep listening because we got all sorts of fun stuff to talk about. But at 5:25, we have a major show announcement. So let everyone know.